podcast. I'm not going to do that.
Mm.
It's all real here.
Yes, I'm Bob.
Knows. Hey, everybody, this is Miles. Welcome to Static Radio.
What are you waiting for there, Miles?
Yes.
You're waiting for...
Yeah, I did my intro.
Oh, okay. I didn't...
Okay, idiot. It's called a sucer, okay? It's a pause.
Oh,
okay.
You're doing Shatner tonight. For how
yeah.
long?
Yeah, you wouldn't understand that.
How
you're very
long?
Uneducated.
Yeah.
The sucer.
Oh, my gosh. You know, the guy goes away on a little trip, and then all of a sudden he becomes, you know, Mr. International.
Yeah.
I've been to Des Moines. I know it all.
I don't want to brag, but...
I've been to Des Moines.
I drove on 280, and I don't want to brag.
Yeah. Look at me. I grew a pencil mustache.
I might drive on I-35 next.
I don't know. You're like, gosh, little Mr. Traveler man here. I had to get my Wyndham points.
It's really not that big of a deal.
I must have got 50 of them.
It's really not that big of a deal to go to Des Moines.
Okay? Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
I don't travel anywhere, so this is like my Cancun, basically.
Yeah. You're having a good time, so yeah. Now I don't hear you. In case you still hear me, I don't hear you at this point, so... Hopefully you're still there and will be coming back to me here in a minute. Oh, okay. There he is. He came back. It says he's muted still, but he's back. All these little problems. There you are.
Guys, man, why'd you kick me off for?
I didn't kick you off. You kicked yourself off.
Bullshit.
You're like a little Mr. Traveler. I'm like,
Bullshit. I didn't kick myself off.
Yeah. It's your giant fat thumbs push something.
Come on.
You got another tab open with the naked chick sitting on cakes or something. And it
no,
blew
I do
everything.
Not right now. No, I do not.
Hey, anyway, now that you're back.
I'm back.
So I went to see my mother recently.
Yeah.
You know, I got to check in on mom. She's getting up there in years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, she gets along just fine, but she's kind of getting, you know, she's older.
Yeah.
And my wife and I went to see her and took her lunch. And, you know, we're sitting around chatting. And somehow... the topic of smoking came up. I don't even remember how the topic came up, to be honest with you. But
yeah,
my mom was, we were, you know, like back in the day, right? Everybody smoked, right?
Constantly. Oh, yeah.
And so my mom was telling me and my wife, she's like, oh, yeah, I used to smoke and then... and then I stopped before Bob, you know, got when he was a little kid. He was just a tiny kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, I stopped. You know, you maybe were three or something. I finally stopped smoking. I'm like, no, you didn't. She's like, oh, yeah, I remember, you know, your father stopped and then I stopped shortly after. And I go, what are you talking about? You smoked. You kept smoking. You were smoking well into my grade school years. I was bothering you to tell you to stop smoking.
I have asthma.
I did. Oh. I had asthma, and she was smoking constantly around me. And she's like, "Oh no, oh no,
no, no, no." No.
I'm like, my mother is retconning her smoking all of a sudden.
She's a revisionist.
Yeah, she's a little revisionist history going on here with the smoking thing.
No,
I go. I distinctly remember being in grade school and telling you, you should quit smoking. It's terrible. And you sit at the kitchen table and just smoke and smoke and smoke.
It was my giggle weed.
No, of course, you know, you're misremembering. I'm like, what? I'm like, who's in the early stages of dementia here? Me or you? Come on.
Oh, that's not nice.
No, I didn't say that. But she did. She was she's not losing her marbles, but she's trying to convince me and my wife that she quit smoking well before after I was born, mind you. So she did smoke while I was in utero.
Nice.
But before I got, you know, older, I quit smoking because the ash kept falling in your mouth in the crib. She didn't say that. I imagine that. But I couldn't believe it. I'm like, really? Is this for real?
Uh-huh.
And then she's like, oh, I guess I thought it was your brother who was trying to encourage me to quit smoking. I'm like, like a 10-year-old nicotine addict. What are you talking about? He was smoking too. Because everybody smoked. I have no recollection ever of my father smoking. But I have vivid recollections of my mom smoking a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I could tell you where she kept her cigarettes. I could, you know, where she kept the lighter. I could tell you where everything was at because she smoked quite a bit in my early age there.
Yeah.
But I couldn't believe it. I'm like, really? You're going to go here, huh? Next thing you know, she's going to tell me, oh, I bought you all brand name clothes and shoes.
From Kenny.
Yeah, which is not true either. You always had the Nikes. I never had the Nikes. I had Kmart shoes. It was horrible.
We went down to Spaghettiville, remember?
Yeah, we went to Spaghettiville. Smoking at Spaghettiville. It's all smoking tables at Spaghettiville.
Maybe she's making shit up now. I don't know.
Nah, well, she backed off of it a little bit when I called her out, but she's trying to retcon, you know. She's trying to do a new timeline or something where this never happened. She's watched too much Star Trek or something, and, you know. But I'm like, you know, and of course my wife is like, you know, giving me the, you know, don't be so hard on your mother. She's old, and if she wants to say she quit smoking, just let her say it. I'm like, no, I'm not going to have any of that.
You lying bitch.
Not to mention the spy network was in full force. I show up with lunch to my mother's house, and she's like, I heard that you saw somebody recently.
Oh.
And I'm like, what? I heard that you saw somebody. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And so a friend of the family, let's say, I guess overall, was I went to dinner with a friend of mine from when I was young, and I guess his parents are still there, and his dad was talking to my mother. He's like, oh yeah, Bob went to dinner with Danny the other night in St. Louis, which I did.
That was boy.
But I didn't tell them. I didn't tell anybody. I just went and met him for dinner. He was in town for a conference.
They used to play under the covers quite a bit.
But anyway, the funny thing is
he's not denying it.
Under the covers. Come on.
Yeah. We wrestled in our underwear a lot.
The hilarious thing, now you're going to feel really bad. He's a pastor.
Oh, it don't matter. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, the funny thing is, to me at least, is if I were to pick somebody out of my friend group at that time period, and this goes all the way up and through high school and stuff,
yeah,
he would be the least likely to be a pastor because he was in doing a lot of crazy stuff.
Nice.
Illegal things and, you know.
Stealing records.
No, he wasn't well, he may have stolen records. I wasn't around for that part, but he may have. But no, a lot of underage drinking and pot smoking and all that kind of stuff.
Nice.
And you know, just general, you know, teenage hijinks.
Hey, Bob, do you have some sacramental wine in your cupboard? Yeah. Maybe I could have.
Well, the funny thing is we talked about that at dinner, so that was the funny part. We talked about the hijinks.
Oh. Wow. So you're talking to the rabbi now, huh?
Yeah, we talked about hijinks. But anyway, yeah, my mother's spy network was in full force, keeping tabs on me at every turn. So yeah, I took the hilarious thing was we went to dinner and I didn't have anything to drink. He had a couple beers, so go figure.
Mm-hmm.
I went to
that's a drink.
Yeah, no, but they're Lutheran. Come on. They all drink.
Shit, there's a lady I know. She goes, I went to go see the 40-year-old virgin by myself.
But she's the pastor?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're, you know, they're just regular people.
She had no problem with it. She's like, oh, well.
But anyway, I had a really good dinner with him. It was a good thing. But I just, between my mom retconning her smoking and keeping tabs on me, I was... I was like, what? You know, what's going to happen next? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our old girlfriend's going to pop through the door here when I come to visit, and I'm going to hear all.
You remember
that.
When you zipped your dick into the zipper? This is the girl you were banging, Bob. Look at, I brought her over. It's Julie.
Oh my god!
Oh god!
But that's what I'm waiting for next. Is that kind of stuff? Yeah.
This is the lady that you were balling in the quarry, remember?
Yeah, girl. I do remember.
Yeah.
No, it was just, it was just a little weird.
Wow, that is weird, yeah.
Yeah, I love you, Mom.
Does she have, like, one of those trackers, like, in your car somewhere so, like, she can track where you're going?
Oh, no, well, see, she actually can track where I'm going because I pay for her phone. Mm-hmm. And so we're all on the same thing. And so she does, and she'll text me and ask me why I'm in certain places every once in a while. She'll be like, Bob, what are you doing in Colombia? And I'm like, well, I'm working, Mother. I'm working. I got to go here. I got to see people.
Must be nice.
Yeah. What are you swimming? We were talking about that before we started recording about swimming.
The Lion's Den. What's that, Bob?
What's that? The truck driver's porno place that Miles always talks about?
Daisy Dukes. What's that, Bob?
Anywho.
Anywho. Wow. That's your mom's like the FBI.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah. She forgets when she stops smoking. She totally remembers exactly all my movements and who I went to dinner with. The whole smoking thing, let's push it back a little further. I stopped smoking in the 50s.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, what are you talking about? Anyway.
Right.
I forgive her, even though, you know, I've got horrible lungs and, you know.
Yeah.
But that's the least of my worries, so there you go.
Right.
There you go. The fact that I have rickets is probably the worst part.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No kidding.
No, but I have bad knees, which is just about like having rickets. But
obesity.
Well, yeah, that. Yeah. So I eat my sadness away.
Yeah, you do.
But so what's going on with you, Miles?
So I... accompanied my oldest son to a business conference. I was kind of the plus one.
There's no plus one at a business conference, by the way. You keep saying this when I'm talking to you about it, But at a business conference, there's you doing business, and it's not you and
It was like a pipe fitters conference.
Ogre father in the tag along mode.
I just put on a wig. I was like, I'm his mother.
Yeah, well, true. Yeah.
And
you have the breasts for it. You got the bosom.
Yeah,
I did.
Well, yeah, it's right there. You're right there. So we were up there for quite a while, actually. And
I'm surprised at how long you stayed. You're like up there. It's like you practically moved into the Day's End. And hello, Mr. Title. Would you like your make your own waffle again today? Of course I would. I'll take two. You got two of those waffle irons? I can do dualies.
Who wants one?
Can you help us out again at breakfast, Mr. Tidal? Of course. I'll slap out the oatmeal.
Mm-hmm. So, like, at the end of the week, I realized, I go, man, I've not spent a lot of money, but I've spent a good deal of money. I got to find something cheap to do, you know.
How many strip clubs are in the greater Des Moines area?
I refuse to answer that. Okay, so I go, you know, a place that's fun and free and factual is the cemetery. Local cemetery. Yeah, yes.
You love. Actually, the funny thing is we both do enjoy a good cemetery.
I do. Well, it's free. It's free parking. Right. You can stay there pretty much all day.
Usually there's some nice nature nearby. So
Yeah. It's got everything going for it.
Yeah. It's the Sam's Free Samples of the rural community.
Basically, yeah. For you, it's a good time, really. Yeah. You know, especially. And I was looking up some semi-famous people, I suppose. And there was one in particular that had three graves that I wanted to see.
Okay.
And they on Find a Grave, you know, they kind of give you a rough idea, you know, where to look.
You're actually using the Find a Grave. Wow.
Yeah.
How interesting.
I'm all about computers now.
Oh, are you? That's amazing.
Yeah. So... So I find, the first one was easy. Second one, a little bit harder.
You want to tell us who these people are, or you're getting to that?
And, I will get to that. Yeah. Oh, okay. And, so in the midst of this, you know, I'm like, I gotta go wee wee. You know, like,
oh, of course.
And,
you didn't piss on a gravestone, did you? Could that be
no, I've only done that once. And that was all before me.
Only once.
I thought it was funny, okay? And it wasn't funny. It wasn't funny. I'm sorry I did it. I'm sorry.
Somebody stops by, like, later that day. What the fuck is on this gravestone?
Who's this freaking freak?
This has got to be a great Dane just pissed all over my husband's gravestone.
It was, like, in the corner of the grave, you know, the graveyard.
Why is it all wet? There's, like... mold growing here.
It was kind of blocked off by a bunch of bushes, and it was in the corner. I didn't think anyone would see me. It
smells like diabetic urine over here. What the hell?
Mm-hmm. No, that was before I had the beatus.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
All right. So there's like this tower or something, like right in the middle of this thing, right?
So you peed on a tower?
No. I'm getting that. Okay. I go, oh, wait, there's a porta potty right there. Like, maybe some work has been done. Well, no, it looked like maybe something had been dug up, or they were working on plumbing or something. Or I'm like, oh, okay, well, wishes come true, right? So I pull up, and there's like some dude, like, I don't know if it was with the phone company or who he was with, but he was just kind of like chilling in his van, right?
Right.
And my first thought is, oh, wait a minute. I bet you he's got a buddy in the porta potty taking like a shit or something.
Oh,
you know?
My buddy in there.
So I park and I walk up. I go, hey, listen. I said something weird, like, do you mind if you use the porta potty or something? I don't know.
He's like, not mine.
He's like, what? I go, you don't have a buddy in there taking a shit or something, do you? He's like, no, I'm on a break. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. Well, okay. You know,
this poor guy getting hassled by you. You didn't get a buddy in there taking a shit. He's like, what kind of weirdo are you?
Well, wait, I went back to him a second time. Hold on. So I go to I go to the shitter, right? And it's like facing this like tower, right? But there's like all this like swampy, nasty water in front of the door that you have to like almost jump over to like get in this thing.
Okay.
I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm like,
is it blue this, water, perhaps?
No, it wasn't. There was no turds in it or anything. But this, I go, this is really fucked up. This is some bullshit, man.
Those are all the people that didn't make it to get the door mm-hmm. open.
Yeah. I'm like, this is really ill planned out. I don't know who put this here, but man, it's really not. And I was reading this, you know, thing. It's like, you know, this is made for 10 people at a work site. This would last up to 2 weeks. Or there's some kind of like disclaimer or something.
Really?
I should have taken a picture of it.
2 weeks worth of waste?
Well, if you have like a work crew of so many dudes using it every day.
Okay. I've never heard of this. The porta potty algorithm is new for me.
I've never seen this either. I should have took a picture of it. Damn it.
And, if this is at a festival, it will last 35 minutes.
There was a bunch of, you know, polar strip oil. And, I have to jump out once I'm finished, you know, like,
That would be a lot.
I'm like the penitent man shall pass.
You jumping out of the porta potty would have been a sight.
I'm doing some like last crusade thing to get the heck out of the porta potty.
Little tuck and roll out of the porta potty.
The penitent man. You know, I was like, oh, Jesus. And I get out of this thing, right? I'm like, man.
How was the interior of the porta potty? Was it?
It was surprisingly clean and not stinky.
Oh, really? Wow. Well, I don't think many people hit the algorithm there. Yeah.
Well, I don't think many people used it. You know.
Yeah. Lucky you.
Because you know, a lot of people really don't go to cemeteries unless they really have to. You know?
Right.
You
know, true.
You know, weirdos like me and you might go occasionally.
That's true. Yeah.
And. So I get out of there. I go, hey, all right, this is a long shot, but I'm having trouble finding this third grave. I go, hey, listen, this kid is in his van again.
I'm still on break, you asshole.
Yeah. That's what happened. I go up to him. This is going to sound a little weird, but I'm trying to find this guy's grave. He goes, hey, I'm a brave guy. I'm working here, kid. Get out of here. I'm sleeping. Get out of here. And I'm like, man, this guy must think I'm a complete weirdo, you know?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, if he didn't think I was weird the first time, the second time he
definitely
was like, oh, no.
You come like, out with a big wet spot on your pants. You waddle, you jump out of the porta potty and waddle over to him.
Oh my God.
Your pants barely hanging on. This guy, he probably thinks you're going to come over there and ask him to zip you up. Can you zip me up?
This poor guy, you know, he's probably like, you know, I'm going to get off the main road. I'm just going to pull in the cemetery. No one's going to fuck with me. I'm just going to like.
There's a nice porta potty there in case I need it.
I'm going to maybe sleep, smoke some weed or something. Wait till my break's over. You know, I got a break. And
my gosh.
Okay, so I leave this guy and I'm driving around. I know roughly the section, but it's a pretty decent sized thing. And I, there's people. There's like three different cars in the area, and I'm like, these are old people. They're not going to know this. You know, fuck.
These are old people.
and I look on the website, and there's pictures of it, though. So I'm trying to match it up with the stones, and they're all flat stones. It's, I don't know what that's called, but it's all like a flat, you know.
Oh, they're not sticking up. They're all on the
ground. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget what that's called.
Easier to mow that way. They don't stick
it yeah, up. Yeah, basically. So I'm like, oh, fuck, yeah. I'm not going to find it. And then, like the third car, like this younger lady comes out, I suppose, and she walks over to his grave and kind of sits down. I didn't know if she was crying or not. I go, hey, excuse me. I know you called me.
I don't mean to interrupt a good weep, but.
Sorry. I'm sorry about your Nana, but.
Could you zip me up? The guy over in the telephone truck won't do it.
He's being a little hoity-toity.
Yeah, he's being
know?
A little weird on me. He's just like, what?
New tea. Hey, don't go by so the white guy with the white van. He is a weirdo, man.
By the way, could you help me with my zipper?
This oh poor girl's like, what?
What? Yeah, I can imagine.
I go, hey, I explain it.
I can imagine Fat Albert walks up and is asking for assistance. Hey, hey, hey.
Buffalo Bill comes over. Here, are you a size six?
Yeah, what size are you? Mm. So did she answer your question? Or?
No, well, no, she had no idea.
She was in
I'm
shock.
Really trying to pray. Oh, don't hurt me, please. Don't
the Conjuring.
Hurt. Oh my God. Oh. The Conjuring. The Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man. Oh my God.
Goodness gracious.
He's missing the hat, but he's got the belly.
I'm just trying to cry by my Nana's grave, and here you are.
I miss my Nana.
With your zipper down, trying to ask me directions.
Oh, my God. So I leave this poor girl alone. You know, she's trying
Thank God.
She's trying to mourn someone. She's sitting laying on the grave crying. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. I'm kind of a jerk, you know. I'm just really...
I'm trying to find Chico Marx. I heard he was buried here.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'm getting ready to leave, and this van pulls up, and it parks. And these three women are kind of dressed up. I go, well, maybe they work.
Maybe they'll know my question.
And they did work there, coincidentally. I finally guessed
correctly. Okay, wow. Lucked out.
So I'm like, hey, I'm going, this is going to sound a little weird, okay? But I'm trying to find the grave of Randy Rhoads, you know, and they're like.
Oh, really? Randy Rhoads' grave? Wow.
No, it wasn't, but I was, I'm making this out of respect for the dead. I don't know.
Oh, you're not going to say who it was. Okay.
No. And,
you had no problem asking complete strangers.
That's.
But now, all of a sudden. I don't really want to divulge the person I was looking for.
Right.
Even though now at this point I've approached like five different people.
You can Google it. You can Google it and figure it out, but don't do it now. So anyway, one does all the talking. She goes, what are you looking for? I go, I'm looking for not Randy Rhoads, but Randy Rhoads.
Gotcha.
She goes, oh, yeah. Well, yeah, he out of respect for the family, they didn't want a stone, so there is nothing here.
Well, he's here, but there's no stone here.
I'm like, well, no, online there's a picture, and people are leaving guitar picks, and no.
So it is a guitarist.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I didn't really argue with her, but she seemed to be like it was a conspiracy theory thing, you know? It was like
this sounds like another Van Meter, if you ask me.
It is. I felt like I was talking to Delbert O'Grady, Grady, right? Mr. Grady, weren't you the caretaker here?
The caretaker, yeah.
No, Mr. Torrance, you're the caretaker. I mean, it was just like that. I was like, okay, one of us is nuts. I don't know which.
Well.
But she assures me that there is no grave, there is no marker, nothing. And clearly online there is.
Did you walk around? How big is this place?
It's big enough where you don't want to go there without a really good map. Let me put
it's
it.
It's big enough for a porta potty.
You know, it's got like these big areas, you know, like, you know, crucifixion era, you know, lane and, you know, crucifixion. You know,
Randy Rhodes Parkway,
you know, grassy knoll, you know, whatever, you know, I don't know. Last Supper, grassy knoll. I don't know. There's all sorts of weird shit.
Telecom worker way.
Hey, get out. Hey, what are you doing? Hey.
Hey, zip up your own. Get out of here. Fly.
You're half a sissy. Get out of here. Yeah. Man. Whoa.
So you never did find it.
No, I left. It was getting too weird. After this whole denial of it doesn't exist, I'm like, okay, I give up. I call it done. I got two out of the three. I'm happy. I'm just, you know.
You don't want to say the other two either, I guess.
John Bonham was the other one. And,
oh, really?
And who was the third one?
John Bonham is buried near you.
No, it wasn't John. Bonham. No, I know. Yeah, don't get all excited, okay? It wasn't John Bonham. These names are not that big, but yeah, out of respect to the families, I'm not going to, you know, go into the whole thing, you know.
But, okay.
So, yeah, that was the first one I stopped at, you know.
Oh, cool. Well, let's
the second one wasn't quite as funny though, so I don't know. That's not really.
Well, why don't you save that for next time?
Another day, yeah. Another day.
I was gonna ask Michael. Michael Gardner's here. Michael, you got a quick story for us? I don't think he's paying attention.
Oh, yeah, Bob. No, I'm paying attention. I'm paying attention. I don't know if I can top the weird porta potty incident and. The graveyard visits. Man, you're some weird fucking people, man. I tell you.
You never go visit a graveyard when you're like somewhere where there's famous people or anything?
When I was in college and I was high and drinking a lot, yeah.
Oh, maybe it's a holdover, I guess.
I'm boring now, Bob. I just do my podcast and movie export.
Well, you should take it up. You can go see the sites and see where remains of people are.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll put that on my next story. I'm coming out with some short stories. So.
Oh, there you go. I'll
have the Savage series of Puddles McGee that I'm trying to bring back in.
Oh, there you go. Puddles McGee goes to the infirmary and then out to the cemetery.
Yeah. Either that or we can bring in Cousin Sauce from you know, God knows where he's at, but
the penitentiary.
I don't have any stories, man, this week. I'm sorry.
No problem. I figured I'd just ask you. Well, with that, I think we'll wrap up the show today. Miles, remember to zip up after you use the porta potty.
Okay.
Oh, God.